Hello, I hope you're having a lovely day today. This is part one of a two-part video on my journey of learning to wear dresses. This is going to be the why and how I learned to wear dresses. It sounds really silly saying it out loud, but I know that many of you have shared in this sentiment of switching over from wearing the shorts and t-shirts lifestyle to learning to wear dresses. And then part two is going to be uploaded tomorrow, and that is going to be my closet. So I'm going to share with you the different dresses I have and skirts, how I wear them to make them stretch further. That way I can have a minimal wardrobe, but lots of different options for how I wear them. And also what I've learned that is my style, because I think the hesitation of deciding to wear dresses, you'd think that you have to wear these Little House on the Prairie dresses, which I personally really like. They just happen to be very expensive, and also I'm not going to be wearing those on every occasion. So I have more dresses that suit my personality, ones that I like, and that's what's great is whatever style you have is going to be a reflection of you and what you like, but maybe some of these will give you ideas. So that will be tomorrow's. I want to share with you two brands that I love, I buy from, I use. They both have sales going on right now, and they both end on Thursday. So the first is my absolute favorite collagen and gelatin brand. I've shared about them a lot. It is Perfect Supplements. They have given me a 2-day sale. My 10% off is upgraded to 15% off. So you can use my code HOMEWITHKELLY15, and that code will give you 15% off of anything that they sell on the website. So it doesn't have to just be their brand. But if you want to buy any of their brand products, if you buy three or more, you can mix and match any of their brands, you get 20% off. And then with six or more of their Perfect Supplement products, you end up getting 25% off. And then you can still stack that 15% off on top of that if you put my code in. And this will end on Thursday night, but he did say that they give a little bit of leeway. So if you forget, it might last you into a little bit on Friday. They do give a little bit of room for that. And some of my favorite things from them are their collagen. We add that into our smoothie every morning. And then at night, we usually make either in the summers, we make a milkshake and I add that in, or in the winter, I make hot chocolate and I add the collagen in. I'll add it into our pancakes to add some protein. I also get my gelatin from them. This is what I use to make marshmallows and gummies. The other brand that I love that also has a sale going on through Thursday is Equip, and I love their protein powders. Their sale is if you buy three products, you get 25% off your entire order. I will put the details of that below and my coupon code for that. Thank you to everyone who uses my links. It really is a blessing. If you are new to watching any of my stuff, I've done a few videos on learning to wear dresses in the past, and I will link those below if you're interested in seeing those. So I'll give you a quick summary of the background that I come from. Before that, I do want to start by saying being feminine is not just about what you wear. And I feel like that's pretty obvious, but I do have to say that because I always get comments that femininity isn't just wearing dresses. And that is very true. You can wear dresses and have a bad attitude, be contentious, and then you will not be feminine at all. So just putting a dress on doesn't automatically make you a feminine, godly woman. Second, this is not a salvation issue. This has nothing to do with salvation. It is not a sin issue. You do not have to wear dresses. That is also not what I'm talking about. For me, it's kind of going against the cultural flow, especially in our culture today where there's lots of blurred lines between man and woman and what makes a man, what makes a woman. Instead, be like, no, I'm a woman, and there's a difference. God made a very clear difference between male and female, masculine and feminine. And so for me, femininity is the opposite of masculinity, and I want to embrace all of the things that God has made for the feminine. So the other comment that I always get is, Well, in biblical times, men wore robes and men wore dresses, so how can you say wearing dresses is a feminine thing? But that is not our culture, and so what men don't do or shouldn't do is wear dresses. So why not embrace being able to wear dresses and skirts? I had my friend Margot. She did an interview with me when they came to visit us this spring. I will link that video below. It is so good. She has played a pivotal role in me learning to wear dresses. And she said in that video, like, it's just fun. Why not wear dresses? It is something that only we can do as women and be feminine. And even when, I mean, if your retaliation would be, well, now there's some men wearing dresses, and that's not normal. That's strange. That's bizarre. Effeminate. So again, it just goes back to dresses, skirts are feminine. All of that aside, I don't need to spend this whole video addressing all of the comment section that always comes when I talk about my experience or journey of learning to wear dresses. But just to put some of those out there before the comments come in, I hope that I made that clear that this is not a judgment thing either. I don't go around judging women who are not wearing dresses. This is a journey that I've been on, and I also know so many of you are also on this similar journey of desiring to wear dresses. Because for me, when I put a dress on, I immediately feel way more feminine. I even feel way more domestic. This morning, I was getting stuff done. I had a lot to do around the house. It is prime tomato season. We have tomatoes that need to be picked. I had cooking I needed to do. I had to clean up the kitchen, do laundry. And the first thing I did, I was still in my pajamas, and I was like, you know what, the first thing I need to do is just put on a dress and put on an apron. Because when I put on my dress and put on my apron, I feel like I'm putting my uniform on, my homemaking uniform on, and it gives me focus. And I often feel like that a lot with dresses. Putting a dress on immediately lifts my spirit. It makes me feel softer. It makes me feel gentler. And honestly, that took a while for me, because for a really long time, so I'll back up a little bit just again to give context to where I'm coming from. I grew up playing sports. I love sports. I love running around, playing outside, riding my bike, all of those type of things. So I was not the little girl that you often see that loves her dresses and purses and jewelry. My mom, when I was little, she did dress me in cute little dresses and outfits. But then as soon as I was able to pick my own clothes out, looking back, I can see that the outfits that I picked out very much reflected my passions. So I either had no preference, or I wanted to wear something that reflected something of meaning or value to me. So I would pick out zebra clothes, because zebras were my favorite animal. So I liked all the zebra stripe things. I was a soccer player, so I always got t-shirts at all the soccer tournaments that I played at, and I would wear those oversized soccer t-shirts. And then I got really into Christian music, and my sister and I would go to concerts, and we would buy the t-shirts at all the concerts. So it was the Stellar Cart t-shirts and Disciple, Skillet, Thousand Foot Crutch, Family Force 5, Hawk Nelson. I loved wearing those shirts because that was a reflection of something that was important to me. And then I head into college, and I had a college professor introduce me to Shane Claiborne. If you don't know who he is, don't worry about it. You don't need to look him up. He is a socialist. He is very anti-patriotic. He is pretty much all about becoming impoverished like the poor, and like living amongst the poor and becoming poor like them. Because I was really into his teachings and his book, I then started to reflect his style and what I would wear. He would wear these, I don't know another name for them. This is the only word I've ever heard of. It was drug rugs. I got mine in Guatemala when I was there. I went 2 times when I was in college and bought these drug rugs. They're these knitted or crocheted hoodie type of things that are made of bright colors and thick fabric, and I would wear those, and I would often wear these baggy khaki capri pants type of things, and it was like kind of a dirty hipster style. It's really embarrassing, actually. I was showing Scott pictures of myself in my early 20s the other day, and I was so embarrassed looking at some of these pictures and things that I wore, and I was like, I praise God that I did not meet you at that time in my life because I don't think you would have pursued me. And so if I wasn't wearing something that reflected my passions, then it was probably just something that was on clearance from Kohl's or Marshall's. Could care less about color palette, didn't even know the color palette thing existed, could care less about style, really could care less if it fit me. As long as it somewhat fit me, that's good enough. So had no interest in any of this. And then I had a friend at age 24. I remember her saying, Kelly, you have a very feminine spirit. You're feminine. And I was like, I am not feminine. I don't like bows. I don't like pink. That is not my thing. And I equated femininity with girl being girly, and I didn't think of myself as being girly. And she was like, well, being feminine is more about your spirit. You're very receptive. And then she started teaching me how to do my makeup and different jewelry that looks good with different outfits and wearing clothes that actually fit me. And my sister also, she's very in style, and every time she would buy me clothes, those would be the outfits that I would wear the most. Oftentimes, any fancy event I would go to, my engagement pictures or weddings, often I would wear my sister's dresses because she had the more stylish thing, and I didn't even own a dress. And so that is pretty much how I entered into my marriage with Scott. I still carried on wearing shorts and t-shirts. That was mostly my wardrobe, what I felt most comfortable in. I would wear like nicer shorts and t-shirts. And I started trying wearing more nicer quality clothes and buying nicer quality clothes, but I still could never get over this hurdle into wearing dresses or skirts. It felt like if I even attempted to wear dresses or skirts, it's that mindset of, well, who do you think you are to put on a dress? Like, ew, that's weird. Why would you wear that? And so I had this image of myself that I couldn't overcome, but I always loved seeing other women and other girls my age wearing dresses. We went to a church and I made a friend there, and she would always wear dresses. We did the youth group together and she would always come in wearing dresses, and all of the high school girls always complimented on how much they loved her dresses. And I loved her dresses. I always thought she looked so nice, so put together, and they always weren't, she had really nice dresses, but then she also had like t-shirt style dresses, but she always looked so nice and put together. And I loved that she was so relaxed into wearing dresses and confident wearing dresses. And I thought, I wish I had that. I don't have that. And I would show up, because Scott and I volunteered at this youth group for high schoolers, and I would show up in my jean shorts and my t-shirt, and that is what I felt most comfortable in. But I still felt this like desire in me, and she actually ended up giving me a tote of clothes that she didn't want anymore, and it was the most feminine, beautiful clothing she had gotten from different boutiques. And that then started getting me stirring something up in me of, I like wearing these feminine outfits. I feel very pretty in these. And then we went to Illinois. Our friends, Margo and Riley, they're married. Scott was helping Riley flip one of his houses, and we lived with them for a month. And living with Margo, she always wore dresses, skirts, the most beautiful outfits. I loved seeing how she styled her outfits, especially skirts, because I thought I could never wear skirts. And at that point, I think I had two dresses. And the one I had gotten from a yard sale for a couple bucks, and the other one I had gotten from a boutique for a wedding. It was one of those dresses that could be dressed up fancy, but then also is like a cotton material and can be worn casually. And I had walked in wearing the one, well, they were both floral dresses, but the one floral dress that I had worn to the wedding. And Margot's daughter, Imogen, was like, I love your dress, it's so pretty. And I realized she notices when I'm wearing a dress. She pays attention to where when I'm wearing pretty clothing. It catches her eye. She likes that. And Mario had told me a story of, and this is the third time I'm sharing this on this channel, but it just impacted me so much. She said she had this big oversized sweatshirt on the one night, and Imogen asked her, why are you wearing daddy's clothes? And she thought, you're right, this does look like a man's outfit. And it convicted her to start wearing feminine clothes all the time around her, because her daughter is watching her and paying attention to her. And that has stuck with me. That was 2021. And at that moment, I was like, I want to learn how to wear dresses. I want to overcome this insecurity or self-doubt that I'm feeling. I can sometimes be pretty extreme on things. And so I told Scott, I was like, next year I'm gonna only wear dresses. That's it. I'm only gonna wear dresses and skirts. Well, I had two dresses in my wardrobe and no skirts. And so Scott's like, why don't you just ease into it? As you find them, you can buy them. So that was my goal, that I would just start looking for dresses and skirts as I'm thrift shopping. In order to grow in confidence in wearing dresses and skirts, you really have to find dresses and skirts that you feel confident in. And I didn't realize that. I just thought a dress is a dress. And that's not true. Not all dresses look good on every single person. You're gonna wear dresses that suit you. And same with color palette. That's when Scott and I mean, it was 2 years later until we found out about color palettes. We were at a thrift store. He found a book called Color Me Beautiful, and we bought it, and it talks about your color palette. And at that point, we had never even heard of the concept of a color palette. Obviously, you know that some colors look good on you, some don't, but I don't think either of us have ever thought about our closet and do we have clothes in our closet that are not flattering on us. And I had a lot of outfits that just was not my color palette at all. And so that was another thing that played into it, was I wanted to start wearing clothes, colors that looked better on me. So then that was another thing I started looking for, was not just dresses that fit me or skirts that fit me, but then colors that suit me as well. And then on top of all of this, I've been on a health journey of trying to keep a very simple wardrobe of natural fibers. So always looking for 100% cotton or linen, or even a linen and cotton blend. I know some people have conviction about not mixing fabrics, but I don't have that conviction. So even a blend of fabrics, I was happy to find. That began my journey of looking for dresses. And I think the big thing with this is it takes time. So that was end of 2021 was when I really got stirred up to learn how to wear dresses. So now this is 2.5 years later, and I finally am at a point where I can wear a dress every single day because I have enough dresses and skirts in my wardrobe. And I still do like wearing my shorts and feminine tops. So you can wear like linen, nice fabric shorts with a linen top. I love that combination. You can very much wear nice pants, slacks with a nice feminine floral shirt. It's very easy to make outfits more feminine and it not be dresses and skirts. I think I have grown to be so comfortable in dresses that that is now my preference, because it is actually so simple to put on a dress in the morning, like one outfit and that's it. You don't have to have a matching shorts and shirt or pants and shirt. It's just one outfit. So I have grown to prefer this. And when it comes to confidence, I think it is just doing it. That is the only way that I've been able to grow in confidence, is just to keep doing it, just to keep putting dresses on and going out in public. Margo and I talked in our video about how it is hard if you grew up in your same hometown and you know all of those same people, and all of a sudden you go from wearing shorts and a t-shirt to wearing dresses. You're obviously going to feel self-conscious because everyone has a certain idea of how you dress, and then all of a sudden you start changing how you dress. That can be very strange, but I think it just comes to a point of it doesn't really matter what people think of you. I would rather people think, wow, you are looking nice, than the opposite, going from dressing really nice to then all of a sudden couldn't care less about anything that you put on. You might get people who like, that's strange, you're wearing a dress, that's really interesting. But they may be judging you, but if they are judging you, then that's fine. I think we just have to overcome thinking about other people thinking about us, because most of the time, I don't think people really are thinking about you, or they might be thinking, I really like your dress. And if you think they're staring at you, judging you, maybe they're just thinking, I really wish I could wear a dress like that, or I really wish I had confidence to put a dress on, or I really like that, I wonder where she got it. And I think at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what other people think. The bottom line is, what do you like and what does your husband like? And that has also really helped me. Scott really likes when I wear dresses. He always tells me that. And so even when I've been uncomfortable, he's like, you look really good. And so I push through that discomfort and continue on because I'm like, well, my husband thinks I look pretty. He likes me in dresses. So by faith, this is looking fine. Even though I feel extremely out of my comfort zone, this is fine. And my husband likes what I look like. And that's all that matters. And sometimes I think we just need to continue to tell ourselves that. Then I also have my dresses kind of arranged of very nice Sunday dresses that I can wear around the house if I'm not really getting into dirty stuff or don't feel like I'm gonna wear them out, or if we're going out, going to a coffee shop, I'll wear a nice dress. Then I have my home dresses, which are usually t-shirt dress styles. Then I'll wear those around the house and outside. And then I'll wear those dresses around the house and work outside. And those are my designated home dresses. That's the big picture summary of why I have gone on this journey of learning to wear dresses, and I hope it blesses you or encourages you if you've also wanted to start wearing dresses but feel hesitant to. I hope this video has blessed you, and I hope that you stay tuned to tomorrow's video. If you want to see the closet, that will be up tomorrow. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. If you liked today's episode, please consider leaving a rating and review. It is very helpful, and I hope that you enjoy your day. God bless you.